Archer, and welcome to The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And I thought, for a change, let's start with a vocal.
I don't go out walking. I ain't fond of talking. My baby, he done left me, just a-sitting and rocking. If I had been scheming, instead of just dreaming, he never would have left me. Just a sitting and a rocking, sitting all day without holding my baby, makes me so blue and sad. If he don't hurry and come back, it's a cinch to drive me mad. And if I don't find him, I hope you'll remind him that I'm sitting where he left me, just a sitting and a rocking all day. I don't go out walking, and I ain't fond of talking.
That was from a Cheapy Fontana LP. It's called Palladium Jazz Date and featuring Cleo Lane and Tubby Hayes, Good Friday 1961. It was a concert sponsored by Jazz News and featured the winners of their most recent poll, Cleo and Tubbs, quite rightly, being two of the winners, but they performed separately and each gets a side of this LP to themselves. Cleo is backed by an unknown orchestra directed by Dave Lindup. No more is known about the Musos, rather oddly. That was, as you know, the Ellington Strayhorn, just a setting and a rocking. I have to admit, I've pre-recorded this show a bit earlier than norm, as I have to fit in a record-buying trip to New York. Have to. But just heard the sad news that Bobby Wellens has died.
Thank you.
Glaswegian-born Bobby Wellens played with some local Scottish bands after being demobbed from the RAF. In the mid-50s, he inevitably moved to the bigger jazz scene of London and, most notably, joined Stan Tracy's quartet in the early 60s and then from the mid-70s onwards led his own bands. He died at the end of October following a long illness. He was 80. We heard Bobby playing in the wee small hours of the morning in June 2010 at the Friends Provident Social Club, which once a month doubled as the Waterside Jazz Club. I saw that gig in the evening. Guess they must have recorded the album during the day, as it's the same rhythm section. John Critchenson, piano, Andy Kleindert, bass, Mark Taylor, drums. We'll hear a lovely piano piece next. It's called Jasmine. Jasmine, written and played by pianist Butch Lacy. Slow, gentle start, big, big finish. Recorded on a Steinway Model D Concert Grand at the Academy of West Jutland, Denmark. In, and I'm guessing, 2002. Amazingly, Butch Lacy's first ever record as a leader. 20 pages of liner notes, mainly photographs of views from around his house. 20 pages plus an outer sleeve, and they still don't tell us the recording date. Mutter, mutter. Edward Randolph Lacy II was born in Richmond, Virginia, but has spent the last 30-plus years in Denmark, where he's taught at various institutions, including the well-named Rhythmic Conservatory in Copenhagen. Here's arguably Bobby Wellens' best-known recording. Thank you. Stan Tracy's critically acclaimed jazz suite Under Milkwood, inspired, of course, by Dylan Thomas. Critically and publicly acclaimed, I should have said, as the album was a commercial success. Recorded in London, May 65. Tracy piano, Jeff Klein bass, Jackie Dugan drums, and yes, Bobby Wellins tenor. That was Starless and Bible Black. Earlier, I called that arguably Wellins' best-known recording. Silly me, it was without doubt his best-known recording. In 1958, Michel Legrand visited the US and collaborated with some very, very big jazz names to produce an album called, succinctly, Legrand Jazz. Thank you. Before this and one other recording, Michel Legrand had been known for albums of a popish nature, albums dedicated, for instance, to the music of France or Spain or Italy or Brazil and so on. So this June 58 recorded Columbia LP was surprising as well as amazing. Only his second jazz album. Both had been New York recorded and both within about 6 months of each other. That song was Blue and Sentimental, and I'm sure you recognised the breathy tenor playing of Ben Webster. Frank Rehack, Billy Byers, Jimmy Cleveland and Eddie Burt were on trombones, Herbie Mann, flute, Hank Jones, piano, Major Holly, normally a bassist, but here on tuba, George Duvivier was the bassist, and Don Lamont, drums. The album was recorded in two sessions, and at the risk of making this show just one long parade of names, please let me tell you who was playing at that first session. Miles Davis, Phil Woods, John Coltrane, Herbie Mann, Jerome Richardson, Eddie Costa, Bill Evans, Barry Galbraith, Paul Chambers, Kenny Dennis, and the little-known harpist Betty Glamon. Has there ever been a more star-studded lineup? Talking of John Coltrane, here's a version of his very fave song.
Thank you.
This was billed as the Pete Jolly Trio and Friends, which makes it a quintet. Jolly piano, Chuck Berghofer bass, Larry Bunker drums. They make up the trio, and their chums are Howard Roberts guitar and Kenny Hume percussion. My Favourite Things, a Rodgers and Hammerstein 1959 compo for their Broadway musical The Sound of Music, later, of course, to become one of the biggest grossing films of all time, and My Favourite Things has become a jazz standard. This AVA LP was recorded in LA November 62 and Jan 63 and called Little Bird, Pete Jolly's best-known song. Here's Bobby Wellens interpreting Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
recorded at Danebury Hall, Tunbridge Wells, May 2007. Actually, one of the album's songs, Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge, was recorded live at the Bull's Head in Barnes, but the rest at the Danebury Hall. The strings were added the following month, and the month after that, Alan Barnes recorded some clarinet to be added to some of the tracks. And we just heard Nocturne No. 15 by Chopin, Bobby Wellens tenor, Mark Edwards piano, Andy Kleindert on bass, Matthew Forbes drums. And this trio record CD is called Nine Songs. Last time I saw Bobby play live, I bought one of his CDs at the interval, which he kindly autographed for me whilst chatting away happily about music in general. Lovely, unassuming man. A slight diversion now. This is bluesy jazz, but I know you're going to love it. That was Alonzo Lonnie Johnson. He was a singer, songwriter, guitarist, violinist and pianist. He was born in New Orleans in 1899. He toured the UK in 1917 as part of a review, but when he returned home to New Orleans in 1919, he found that his entire family, except for one brother, James, had died in that flu epidemic of 1918. He formed a duo with his brother James, and they started work on the riverboats. Skip forward some 30-plus years, and in 1952 he toured the UK and shared a bill with a local muso called Tony Donegan, who was so impressed with Johnson, he adopted his first name. Johnson also influenced the likes of Bob Dylan, but died almost penniless in 1970. We heard from his jazzy LP, Blues and Ballads, recorded April 1960 by Rudy Van Gelder, Lonnie electric guitar, Wendell Marshall bass, and Elmer Snowden, one-time banjoist, with Ellington on guitar. And in fact, that song was named after Snowden, Elmer's Blues. Let's get back to Bobby Wellens. Stan Tracy and Bobby Wellens came back together from time to time. I've Got You Under My Skin from a Jazz Is It album they recorded together as co-leaders in Kingston, Kingston-upon-Thames, he clarified, in June 98. It's a Sinatra tribute album. Nice and Easy, Lady Is a Tramp, I Get a Kick Out of You, and so on. The entire album was recorded in one long 7-hour session on, apparently, a very hot day in the summer of 98. At this time, I would have been working in Surbiton, a mile or so away, and I don't remember a hot day that year. Bobby Tenor, Stan Piano, Andy Kleindert, yet again on bass, and Stan's son, Clark, on drums. Here's a real diversion. I bought this LP purely on the strength of the Sporting Musos, the Charlie Bird Trio. The US election will be over by the time this show airs, for worse or worser. This is Congressman's Blues. It is not jazz. Not jazz at all.
Some people think a congressman has got it made. He works short hours. He gets well paid. But take it from me or ask the congressman's wife. It's not an office job that goes from 9 to 5. You work 16 hours. And what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. To St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't stay. I got 3 more subcommittee meetings today. Well, you get to the office 7:45. Answer 200 letters from the voters in your state. Run off to a hearing for 1 hour or 2. You grab a bite while a constituent complains to you. Now you and your constituent are doing swell. When ding dong ding goes the quorum bell, you run to the chamber, yell aye or no. You vote 1 billion or 2. Away you go. You work 16 hours. And what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. A Saint to be. Don't you call me until next week. I got 2 banquets and 3 luncheons where I must speak. Well, you're back in the office just before 5. You dictate till 7, you're just barely alive. But you gotta shave and shower, pick up the missus too, to meet the ambassador from Timbuktu. You talk about wheat and foreign aid, about the Berlin Wall and east-west trade. You're doing fine when suddenly, wham! The ambassador says, now please explain Vietnam. You work 16 hours, running around. Meetings in the office, meetings out of town. St. Peter, don't you call me for that heavenly ride. I got a busload of high school students outside. While you stagger home, it's almost 11. Got a breakfast caucus at 7:30. You can't go to bed until you check the news. And you finally collapse with those congressman's blues. You work 16 hours, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. A Saint to Peter, if you call me, it'll be in vain. Because I've got to get ready for the next campaign.
No, not jazz, but I hope fun to hear. I really hope so. Those are jazz backing. Let's leave it at that. Joe Glazer, nicknamed Labour's Troubadour, as he was a folky who was very for the working people. He made some 30 LPs in his career. As well as singing, he was also the education director for 12 years of the United Rubber Workers. Nope, I've no idea either. That was Congressman's Blues. Glazer formed Collectors Records in 1970, initially to release his own records. And this one, from 71, was his first, called Garbage. Charlie Bird was on guitar, with probably Larry Ridley bass and Al Harewood drums. I'll refile this LP under Not Sure. But we must get back to the real thing. And there's no more real thing than this.
Thank you.
That was called, rather ominously, Bend One, and that really was the real thing. It's from that fabulous side-by-side Verve LP, which I so clearly remember buying as a VSP, Verve Special Price Double LP, with the equally brilliant Back to Back, both showcasing Ellington and his star soloist, Johnny Hodges. It was a small group in August 58. Hodges alto, Ben Webster tenor, Roy Eldridge trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Billy Strayhorn on piano on Bend One, Wendell Marshall bass, Joe Jones drums. And you're quite right, this band tops even the earlier Le Grand jazz lineup. Bobby Wellens in a duo next.
Thank you.
While We Were Young, which is a long, long time ago. Recorded, it says, live, which is always a strange thing to say. Surely there must have been live. It was at the Crossley Gallery, Dean Clough, Halifax, November 2011. Bobby Wellens, tenor, Kate Williams, piano, and daughter of classical guitarist John, by the way. What? No Andy Kleindert? Fear not. He didn't play, but he recorded, mixed and mastered, produced and took the photographs. And we're going to close this heartfelt tribute to Bobby Wellens with another Stan Tracy-Bobby Wellens collaboration. It's all of Thelonious Monk songs. This was recorded live, as opposed to the studio, at the Bull's Head in Barnes, December 2006. Stan on piano, Bobby tenor, yes, Andy Kleindert bass and Clark Tracy drums. Let's cool one, but only the first half or so. With a sad farewell and many thanks to Bobby Wellens for such a legacy of great music and some great memories of gigs. Hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. be well.